Hey world, this is Essence, also known as Nikiche Speaks. Welcome back to another episode of Nikiche Speaks. How are you guys out there today? I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's staying safe and staying healthy. Today we're going to talk about reviews. In today's society, we have so much access to going online and checking backgrounds and looking into businesses, things like that, to see about, you know, how they are portrayed as how other people view them. Are they good ratings that they get, or are they bad ratings? Are they factual or are they fictional? And with your life, sometimes you need to take the time out to check the reviews to see what's going on actually around you and to see what you are, allowing. Have you asked yourself that question? Have you looked at the reviews on your life and the people in it? Your friendships, relationships, in general, because 2020 is definitely been a different year, but within this year it has brought out the best in some and the worst in others. This year has exposed the truth in its rawest form. I see people for whom they actually are. There are some people that are just rearing their head to hatred in every form that they can rear it because of that freedom they feel now. And then there are some people that are just out here flourishing, becoming the best entrepreneurs that they can be, becoming more kind and compassionate and giving to others because they see what the situations are and they know that they are blessed and they're able to take the time out to help other people. So as I said, there's good coming out of some people and there's bad coming out. But in your life, check those reviews. See what you are allowing to go on in your life with people. Like I said, with friends, people in your relationships, your basic relationships with family, so on. Check those reviews. Stop giving people free subscriptions to your love, your heart, your time and emotions, and your respect, because some people, they take advantage of all of that. And as I said, some people, the best are coming out and the worst is coming out. So keep that in mind. Let them know where you stand and what's allowed. Keep your best interest at heart. Keep your best interests at heart. Remember, you can be kind, compassionate, and empathetic for others, but that doesn't mean that you have to become a pushover. Let people know where you stand. And stand strong. Everything that's going on right now in our world is intense and persistently increasing. There's a lot of confusion, chaos, and despair. But hold on tight to you. And stand strong in your beliefs and what you feel is right, what you feel you need to do to make you happy, and how you can deal with the chaos that's going on around us in a positive way. Try to find ways that you can definitely deal with these things, because as I said, there are some behaviors, patterns, and traits of people that's becoming more and more exposed. And on one hand, it's, you know, it's sad, but on the other hand, it's kind of scary and concerning. But on the first part of it, make sure that you are focused and you are grounded so that you can face these things and keep moving on. Because after all this chaos is said and done, life will resume. So that's one of the best parts about it. Make sure that you are reinventing you to be the best you that you can be. So that way when the storm is cleared, you'll still be standing tall. You'll be you, but you'll still be the best and better version. Because this year has been interesting. Have you checked your reviews? Just to be sure that you are checking in and taking care of yourself properly. To be sure that you are not drained emotionally. That you are not being passive aggressive. That you are not neglecting yourself. Or possibly neglecting others around you. Are you eating right? Are you trying to be more positive? Taking care of yourself a little bit better. Did you go for that walk today? Check your reviews to see what and where you need to work on some things, so that way you can be the best you that you want to be. Remember to be kind, it is free. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I'll see you next week, guys.